Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Cast out demons, causes death to sin. mercies lifted up and worthy to be praised. Every foe that stands against you shall fall on bended knee. Every doubting eye shall see you return triumphantly. Every tongue that has denied you shall cry that you are Lord, you are Lord. Christ is Lord. And they call him Jesus, for he saves from sin every soul who calls upon his name.
Strength. There's a beautiful place called heaven. It is hidden above the bright blue, where the good who from earth ties are riven, live in love and eternity through. Above the bright blue, the beautiful blue, Jesus is waiting for me and for you. Heaven is there, not far from our sight, beautiful city of light. This land of sweet rest awaits us. Someday it will break on our view. 'Tis promised by Christ the Redeemer to his followers faithful and true. Above the bright blue, the beautiful blue, Jesus is waiting for me and for you. Heaven is there, not far from our sight, beautiful city of light. We know not when he shall call us, whether soon the glad summons shall be. But we know when we pass o'er the river, the glory of Jesus we'll see. Above the bright blue, the beautiful blue, Jesus is waiting for me and for you. Heaven is there, not far from our sight, beautiful city of light.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Darkness writhed and curled. Jesus Christ for sinners paid the price that on their heads was laid. Suspended on a cross of wood, in my place condemned he stood. God and man are reconciled. He lives, he lives. Come every soul who's been defiled. He'll make you anew, the mystery. I held helpless by my sin, no hope without, no life within. Christ now hanging on the tree. Holy God has died for me. Death and hell cannot condemn. Jesus Christ has conquered them. He lives, he lives. God and man are reconciled. He lives, he lives. Come every soul who's been defiled. You. mystery in you.
The cup of joy that can't be measured. I've no regrets, I chose to follow thee. I've no regrets, I left my old companions who scorned the Lord and lived for things of earth. I've no regrets that now I'm serving Jesus. To me, his friendship is the greater word. Trust his will, release my doubt and fears. No regrets, no regrets. It's been heaven just to walk with him each day. Trials of life and labor he'll repay. All the trials of life and labor he'll repay.
Guide me, O the great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou fountain whence the healing streams do flow. Let the fiery cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield,
strength and shield.
Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of deaths and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, musing on my heavenly home, fills my soul with holy longing. Come, my Jesus, quickly come. Vanity is all I see.
With thee, Lord, I long to be.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Mysteriously Known Canyon. Job 33:15-16 says, "In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction." Ministers move a lot. Sometimes it's tough to know if a call is truly a call from God, so you agonize in prayer over it. I once accepted a call and had some lingering doubts about whether I had done the right thing. On my way to the new community, I drove a highway I'd never been on in my life. At one point, I entered a tight canyon and suddenly recognized the place. It was so familiar that I started to predict what I would see around each bend. "There'll be two men climbing the face of a cliff around the next corner," I told myself at one point. Sure enough, as I rounded the bend, there were two men high up on a cliff on my left side. From that point on, every prediction I made was accurate. Impossible. I'd never, ever been in the canyon. I had never seen it in a photo. It was completely unknown to me. Around another bend, I saw a house that I knew would be there. It looked exactly like I thought it would. Then it happened. I stopped the car because I suddenly remembered. About a year or two previously, long before I'd even received the call, I'd had a dream. I'm not one that places much stock in dreams, but this was different. I had seen the entire canyon in the dream, and at one point asked the question, "Lord, what is this place?" "You are on your way to your new home," a voice had told me in the dream. "This is where I'm sending you." All doubt vanished. The rest of the drive was completely predictable because I continued to see things I'd already seen before. And the last stretch of highway was especially vivid. I sometimes wish God spoke that clearly every time. But I'll always be grateful for His reminder that one time when the doubt was so troublesome. A reflection associated with this story comes from Desire of Ages, page 369. "The work is God's, and if we would bless others, His plans must be followed. Self cannot be made a center. Self can receive no honor. If we plan according to our own ideas, the Lord will leave us to our own mistakes. But when, after following His directions, we are brought into straight places, He will deliver us. We are not to give up in discouragement, but in every emergency, we are to seek help from Him who has infinite resources at His command. Often, we shall be surrounded with trying circumstances, and then, in the fullest confidence, we must depend upon God. He will keep every soul that is brought into perplexity through trying to keep the way of the Lord." This story, The Mysteriously Known Canyon, was written by Sean Boonstra, the speaker director for The Voice of Prophecy. The Voice of Prophecy exists to proclaim the everlasting gospel of Christ, leading people to accept Jesus as their Savior and nurturing them in preparation for His soon return. You can visit their website, vop.com, for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 87 is attributed to the sons of Korah, who were also musicians as well as poets. And this psalm is about the glories of Zion. His chosen place is in the holy mountains. The Lord looks with favour upon the gates of Zion, more than on all the tents of Jacob. Glorious are the words that are sung of you, O city of the Most High God. God said, there are those among Egypt and Babylon who know me, and in Philistia, Tyre, and Ethiopia, and I say, this person was born there. And in the city of Zion it will be said, this person and that person were born in her, for the Most High has chosen her. The Lord will record in his book, when he writes the names of all the people, that this person was born there. The singers and the instrumentalists will say, my inspiration is found in Zion.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.